I thought that was always, like, the hardest thing for me was that first at-bat of the season, or, like, freshman year going back to my first at-bat. And then once you get that first at-bat out the way, it's like, all right, now we can play. Or
yeah, that's how it was for sure. I kept that ball and then just finished my at-bat, and then I was like, all right, here we go.
Welcome back to episode 8 of In the Dirt. I'm Alex Malazzo.
And I'm Hayden Travinsky. We are back with a newcomer segment. We have two of the freshmen that have joined the team this year. You can go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Steven Milam.
Austin Rolig.
And where are you from?
New Mexico.
California.
Two West Coast boys. Love to see it.
So obviously not being from Louisiana, and this being your first real experience of what Alex Box was like, what were your impressions of opening weekend, and what did you think of the box and the fans?
I thought it was awesome, an amazing experience. The fans really get into the game, and there's nothing like it that I've been a part of.
Sitting there, I just thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I've never been a part of like a college stadium, college atmosphere like that, so it was pretty cool seeing it for the first time instead of on TV.
Steve, got the game two start at second base. What was what'd you think when you found that out?
I was really excited. I was a little nervous to start the game, and then Al talked to me for a little bit, and I just played my game and did what I had to do to help the team win.
You did what we call doing your deal, Steve.
Yeah. Going into this weekend, did you have any expectations, or were y'all able to make any games, like college games, here at the box before you got into college?
Because what I've heard from the West Coast kids this far, because we had Gage on, we had Sean Mack Bingham as well, and they said the crowds weren't nearly the same. So I don't know if you guys grew up going to games or something like that, but
I've never been to a game here, so that was my first experience. I watched it on TV, but you can't simulate that, obviously. The fans are amazing, and I mean, they get rowdy here, so.
Yeah, going to like UCLA, USC, like San Diego State games, like it wasn't like that big, be like 800, 900 people, and then like coming here, first game, what, we had like 10,000, 11,000 people, so it was pretty crazy to see it in person for sure.
Did you have any just like blackout moments on the field where you just felt the energy and got fired up?
Probably my first at bat. When I capped that pitch, I was like, oh God, here we go. Like I had to step back and like actually think right here, because I mean the fans were getting a little rowdy and everything, so I just had to step back and breathe.
I thought that was always like the hardest thing for me was that first at bat of the season, or like freshman year going back to my first at bat. And then once you get that first at bat out the way, it's like, all right, now we can play. Or once you get that first play on defense, I feel like you can settle in and just play.
Yeah, that's how it was for sure. I capped that ball and then just finished my at bat, and then I was like, all right, here we go.
Well, let the fans get to know y'all a little bit better. We're going to have our annual draft on the show that we do, and we're going to go with best pregame / postgame snacks or meals.
Best pregame meal, I'm going to go beef jerky, or snack, sorry.
What flavor?
I'm going to go teriyaki.
Yeah, that's classic.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the Sweet Hatch chili.
It's not sweet back home.
Yeah, for pregame, I just say like a basic ham and cheese sandwich. Just keep it simple. I mean.
All right, next. Yeah, that sucked. Next.
You're talking about like a cold ham and cheese where the bread and the cheese is getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That don't happen to me, so I mean.
That's.
Guys from Cali, eh? For a pregame, I'm going to go a Chipotle bowl.
Okay, what do you – now, this isn't a free shout-out to Chipotle by any means, but what do you go through your order?
I'm going to go white rice, a little pinto action.
Of course.
Then some steak, light sour cream, and some cheese.
Simple.
Yeah, that's effective.
I watch Hayden. He actually gets Chipotle, like, every day.
And I don't.
They have to, like, cram that lid on there. This is
not true.
There's just queso oozing out from the sides.
Yeah, for post game, I'd go with an In-N-Out burger. I don't know if y'all are familiar with In-N-Out, but
We are, but you're not getting that here as a post game.
Yeah,
I can
we're not getting
that
now. We got small sliders.
Yeah. From walk-ons. It's pretty good, though.
Another pregame. I'm going to go with peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a classic. That's a
That plays
grinder.
At all levels.
Yeah.
And I'm going homemade all levels.
From 12U to...
In there.
You're playing with a chip on your shoulder with a peanut butter and jelly in the belly.
That's an automatic hit right there.
Yeah. That's plus five power.
For pregame, I put like an acai bowl. I think those are pretty good.
Acai?
Now, I don't think that's the correct pronunciation.
Is it acai?
I think it's acai. Yeah, something like that.
It's basically just a smoothie in a bowl.
Go-gurt bowl.
Yeah.
Another little pregame. I like the Sour Patch Kids. Gets me going.
Kayla, our nutritionist, would be so pissed off if she heard that.
Well, she's not here.
She's going to hear it, though.
You know
so
who hammers the Sour Patch Kids? Tommy.
Tommy loves them. He always eats them out of my locker.
I believe that. I believe that. Dude, we'll be at my house just watching TV. I hear the doorbell ring. Tommy goes and gets the door. I'm talking about, like, 8 bags of candy from DoorDash. And he eats every single one of them.
That's winners win.
Yeah, it works.
For a pregame, I put fruit snacks.
You going like the Welch's. Classic one? You going Scooby-Doo?
The Smileys?
Just the classic.
I like those great value smiles.
The Welch's we got in the dugout.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, the Welch's are
Welch's
good.
Are
shout
good.
Out to Welch's. Yep, shout out Welch's. Welch's, shout out. Shout out to Welch's.
Post-game meal, I think I'm going to go Outback Steaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do get Outbacks catered here a lot. I'm gonna got to tell you, that's good.
That's a good one right
you
there.
You like that spicy ranch?
No, I just like the spicy steak.
Okay. The spicy steak.
Yeah, they do got a little spice to it.
Yeah, another post-game meal, I'd go with Thin Bomb. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but I like it. It's like a Cali thing.
Yeah.
If you're back home in New Mexico and you're coming home after a long day at the ball field and your mom's cooking one thing, what are you asking for?
Some green enchiladas or some red chili meat with rice, Mexican rice.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. What
can't
about
be
you?
Meat.
You'd eat it all.
At least like three at least three times a week, my mom comes home with like lasagna in the oven and I just put my head down. I'm like, bruh, why?
I do like
every
lasagna.
Time.
Yeah, we know.
Tommy's mom came over the other day, and she cooked spaghetti and meatballs, and it's delicious.
And you ate it all?
No, Tommy did.
Okay. Why is Tommy catching strays?
Dude, she put eggs in the spaghetti sauce, like boiled eggs. First time
bold,
I've seen that.
Bold
eggs.
Bold eggs.
It's a butter sausage.
Best pregame snack, I'm going to go with those smoothies that we get.
The ones from Trop?
Tropical Cafe smoothies.
The they do a great job.
Good.
It's really.
What's your go-to one?
I'm going to go with the Blimey Limey.
Oh, I like that Paradise Point.
Paradise Point's good, too.
Or Kiwi Quencher's pretty good.
Yeah, for a pregame, I'll just say fruit. I like eating fruit, like strawberries, mango, and all that.
All right.
I'm just refraining on going back at Al over and over again.
Yeah, let's try to. Well, big weekend at the box, recapping past weekend. I think we broke the record for most singles in a game. Tied the record for most runs in a game with, 27?
Yeah. Now, that's your type of ball game. Most singles in a game?
Give me some. I contributed.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah.
No, the impressive part about that, I think that everyone that got in the game actually got a hit or got on base. One of the two.
Yeah, everybody on our hitting lineup had a hit this weekend and reached base.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that, I mean –
Now, we had, throughout the course of the weekend, we threw out some runners as a catching staff. You were involved in, I think, three of them. You made a good tag for me, at least. You kind of saved my throw. But give me your thoughts on that. I don't think that's been done before, three catchers throwing out people on a weekend.
No, I've never seen that before, which I think all of these stats and everything just speaks to the depth we have on this team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like each position we got two, at least three guys at each position that could go in at any time and contribute, which is awesome. You don't see that very much.
Sick.
Sick.
Yeah, in the first game, Hayden threw out a runner. I made a good tag. He threw it up the line a little bit. You know, he has a little two-seam action on it. But we got the tag down, got him out. Brady threw out two guys by 15 feet almost.
Yeah, they weren't close.
And Big Al got a little bit of action on the DiGiorno time, throwing a little runner out.
Yeah, a little DiGiorno time, huh?
Threw another runner out. I mean, they got good arms, good pop times. So Al Hayden and Brady, I'll put it there, and you know, I just got to make a tag and get him out.
Is that something you've worked on before, like tagging? Like, do you see yourself?
I feel like there is an art to it.
Yeah. Do you see yourself doing the, God, what's his name?
Javi Baez.
Yeah, Javi Baez, like pointing as you're catching, you know, putting a little finesse on it.
If I did, Jay would probably send me right back to the bench, so I can't do that.
Yeah, it's a good call.
But, sure, I definitely have practiced that before, and it has helped. So, but you guys do a good job of putting the ball in the bag, so. How was it for the last time getting a start on opening day here?
Ooh.
That was my second time ever. First time in about 5 years, but it was fun. I think you kind of realize after the game, you're like, that's the last time. Which is a cool feeling. It's a little sad, but.
I think me and you talked about that going into the game. I was like, man, this is our last opening day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been really cool. I'll be honest, I had a little nerves going into that first game.
Yeah, I had at-bats this weekend where I could feel the butterflies.
Yeah, and that's my favorite thing about here. Like, I feel like before every game here, you get those butterflies. And despite the weather and, you know, the play-in times at 2 o'clock, big hat tip to our fans for showing out this weekend.
They're the best.
Yeah, the box was electric, as always.
Love some good electric Alex Box. All right, well, that's going to conclude episode 8 of In the Dirt. I'm Hayden Travinsky.
I'm Alex Malazzo.
Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next time.